As we build this podcast together, I want to really talk about something that underpins everything we explore on this show: systems thinking. It's the real difference between folks who make great money but stay on the edge of burnout and those who use their income to actually build freedom. Most people approach life like a series of disconnected fires to put out, right? Make more money, get healthier, spend more time with family. But after nearly making $1 million in tech sales, raising kids without daycare, and building a mortgage-free homestead from the ground up, I've learned a thing or two. And what I've mostly learned is that everything is connected. And once you see that, you can stop solving problems and start designing your life.
Curious about owning land, growing your own food, or building income that doesn't depend on you showing up every day? That's what I'm doing, and this is where I share exactly how. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Boehm, an AI strategist, homesteader, and tech sales leader turning paychecks into lasting multi-million dollar wealth. I use automation, food-producing land, and digital income streams to build real assets and long-term freedom for my family and help others do the same. If you're done trading time for survival and want to build on your own terms, you're in the right place.
So last year, I lost my mom. And everything shifted. I was working nonstop, chasing more money, chasing milestones, trying to hit every goal on every list. But no amount of money could buy me another day with her. And the systems I didn't have in place became painfully obvious. I was expected to show up for work the same day as her memorial. And I did. Because that's what hustle culture teaches us. That rest is optional, that grief can wait, newsflash it can't, and that we can always catch up later. That loss showed me how fragile time really is, how fragile we are. And it forced me to confront the fact that I was sacrificing my peace, my presence, my purpose. Somehow in the hustle, I forgot what it felt like to live. And losing my mom was a wake-up call I hope no one else has to go through before they really hear what I'm saying. Systems aren't just about freedom. They're about making sure you're actually here for your life. And systems thinking is just seeing how everything interacts. It really means you stop treating every problem like it needs its own solution. You start looking at the underlying patterns creating those problems in the first place. So if you're overwhelmed with your schedule, tired of spending too much on food, or feeling like you never get enough time with your family, those aren't separate issues. They're signals that your system is off. And this isn't about optimization for optimization's sake. It's about alignment, creating rhythms that absorb the unexpected instead of being derailed by it. Let me give you an example from our life. So a few months ago, we were frustrated by how often we were running to the store, how random our meals felt, and how hard it was to stay within a consistent budget. And we didn't need a better grocery list. We needed a system. So we started thinking about food differently as part of our freedom plan, not just dinner. That's why we're building a regenerative garden. Not because we want to be Instagram homesteaders, even though they're great, but because growing our own food means more control, more connection, and more resilience. And that's the way the system ripples out. Our kids are involved. Our stress is lower, our costs are down, we're more rooted, and we even look forward to meals more because we're invested in what we're eating. And when it's time to make decisions about other parts of our life, like budgeting or time blocks, our food system is already holding its own. And that's one less spinning plate. And that's what a good system does. It creates stability that frees you up to think bigger. Same thing goes for how I think about income. Like, I use AI tools to write emails, summarize research, and outline content. That saves me hours. But it's not just about time saving, it's about reinvesting those hours into things that create traction in other parts of my life. Sometimes that looks like working on this podcast. Other times it's designing the layout for my food forest. And sometimes it's just playing with my kids without having to have anything else in the back of my mind so I can be fully present. And what happens is those moments start compounding. A podcast episode turns into a connection. A weekend garden project becomes footage for review. And my energy on Monday is better because I actually got to reset. So one upgrade in the system, automating just a few hours of digital work, has ripple effects across income, land, family, even my nervous system regulation. That's what I mean when I say systems thinking is a freedom multiplier. One of the biggest misconceptions high earners have is that money solves everything. It doesn't. It just buys you the ability to delay systems building. And eventually, that delay catches up. The more money people make, the more they try to solve problems by throwing money at them instead of redesigning systems. I know people making $300K who are maxed out. They're outsourcing everything, childcare, cleaning, food, even their calendar, and they still feel behind because their life isn't designed. They're just expensive band-aids. Let's be very clear here. I want you to make more money. High income is not the problem. But if that income isn't paired with strong systems, it creates pressure instead of peace. Without systems, you just end up scaling mess. You spend more, you juggle more, and you keep solving short-term problems with money instead of creating long-term solutions with intention. So the goal here isn't to work less just for the sake of working less. It's to work from a place of alignment where your energy goes towards what matters and your money is fuel for your mission. Our decision to live mortgage-free and without car payments wasn't about downsizing. It was about upgrading how we spend time, why we say yes, and what we're building for the future. We still work, we still earn, but now the system supports the life we actually want, not just the one we can afford. So, if you want to start thinking systematically, don't start with tools. Start with tension. Pick one thing that's bothering you this week. Maybe it's how chaotic your mornings are, or your inbox always feels like a mess, or how you're always reacting instead of leading. Then ask, what's the system behind this? What needs to be redesigned, not just patched? You don't need a life plan. You need a pattern interrupt and then a new rhythm. This is the framework underlying everything we're going to talk about on this podcast. When I share marketing strategies, I'm not just talking about getting more customers. I'm talking about how positioning yourself well creates opportunities, relationships, and leverage that affects every area of your life. When we discuss wealth building, we're not just talking about investment returns. We're talking about how owning assets creates freedom, security, and options that change how you make decisions about work, family, and your entire lifestyle. And when we dive into homesteading and land systems, we're not just talking about growing food. We're talking about how food security, energy independence, and physical skills create resilience that affects your risk tolerance. It affects your family's confidence and your ability to make bold career moves. Everything connects. And when you start seeing those connections, you stop working harder and start working systematically. If this episode sparks something, I want you to pay attention this week, because here's how the podcast is going to work. You'll get three new episodes every week, 15 minutes or less, always practical. And we don't stick to fixed release days because this show practices what we preach at Seed in Society. Like, real systems are flexible. They're not rigid. We're documenting what we're actually building, what we're actually testing, and redesigning in real time. So this isn't theory, it's integration. And here's the thing. This conversation doesn't just happen here. We're building community across platforms because real systems thinking happens in community. So hit subscribe if you don't want to miss any episodes, but also follow us on Instagram at Seed in Society, where you'll get behind the scenes content and daily insights. Or check out our YouTube channel, where you can get those visuals and see the systems in action, the land builds, the tech setups, the tools we're using, the real life application of everything we talk about here. And also make sure to sign up for the newsletter at seedandsociety.com/newsletter, because that'll give you deeper dives and resources you won't get anywhere else. And if someone in your life is constantly overwhelmed because they're solving one problem at a time, send them this episode. Next time, we're diving into something practical you can implement this week, and I'll talk to you soon.